Thank you. I'd also like to express our gratitude. I thought actually this would be a good time, and then everybody I talked to said they were all flying home today, and I thought, oh no. But I'm gratified to see even this number of people in our audience. Caitlin is a Villanova nursing student, and she's going to be co-presenting with me. And the To Follow presentation by Dr. Ruth McDermott Levy and Katie Weatherby, I'm going to get nervous and forget names, because that's what happens to me, are part of the same project. So we're actually presenting together. Our goal, our charge, was to identify the outcome measures for a pilot program that we receive funding from the NCIIA, which is the National Collegiate Inventors and Innovators Association, which is primarily focuses on works primarily with engineers and is trying to move people towards entrepreneurial programs. We received funding for to start our program because it's very much we thought engineering driven, but we are really seeing the power of nursing in our project. But we were supposed to identify the outcome measures, and we'll talk about the difficulty. Our presentation is really about the difficulty that exists in this. We have no financial disclosures. The background information for our work in Nicaragua includes about 6 or 7 years of going to Waslala, which is in the mountainous region. I have a couple pictures that will show you how mountainous it is. We've been partnering with engineering for this time. Primarily the engineer, we started out independently. The engineers work to bring water, clean water from the mountain and gravity systems to the communities that are in the very rural areas. And the nursing have been working with health education and also trying to provide a lot of information for our nursing students about international health and a lot of the problems in the developing nation. We've been collaborating more closely over the past couple of years because we say clean water, health hygiene, you know, all of those kinds of things go so well together. So we've been working very closely together. This project that we're working on now is a new project. It began in May of 2009 and is really an e-health project, but I think the correct word now is m-health. And it includes a collaboration, which we're really excited about, with not just the College of Nursing and Engineering, but business, because we really need to make this a sustainable, financially sustainable project. Otherwise, we're just going to come in like a lot of other people do, just come in, do something nice, and then leave, and it all will fall apart. And we do not want to do that. Our country is the second poorest country in the Western Hemisphere, and as you know, what happens in poor countries, the lack of infrastructure is quite apparent, and it impacts on everything. The educational level is at third grade. A third of our children in our region don't attend school at all. Health, there's a hospital in our region, and it's supposed to be increasing in its prestige. It has not had an x-ray machine in 14 years. So how can that be as a high-level hospital? Transportation, primarily dirt roads, sanitation, almost non-existent, and communication is improving. Every year when we go, we see improvements every year, and they're going to not have landlines for phones. They're moving to solar. They're moving to cell phone use. So we're seeing lots and lots of nice improvements. This is a map of where we're located in Nicaragua. Waslala is in the mid-Atlantic region in the mountainous areas. Waslala's poverty is extreme. Close to 2.3 million Nicaraguans live in poverty, 45%, which is 45%, almost 46% of the population. Of that group, 15% live in extreme poverty. And the poverty in the rural areas is significantly greater, as you would imagine. Our areas in the Atlanta coastal region, although we're in the mountains, and 12 out of the 19 municipalities are quite poor. Just to give you an idea, first of all, it's gorgeous. But the modes of transportation, this is a road. You can see there in our area of Waslala, the town has about 10,000 people that live there. About 45,000 live in the mountains and about 90 plus communities. But the community just means a school. And you, from that school, you might not even see the closest house. So, but that's a community. This is an example in the lower right-hand side, you can see a home. And that's the no road access to that home. And this is a picture of our troop. Rainy seasons, you can imagine the difficulty with transportation. Caitlin now is going to tell you a little bit about our project. So, Caitlin.
Hi, everyone. I'm going to give you a little synopsis on our project. On a whole, we are trying to improve the health of Waslalan community and create a communication system between the only hospital in the region and the lay community health care workers in Waslala, Nicaragua. To do so, as Dr. Keach mentioned before, Villanova nursing students and the faculty members are paired up with the students and faculty members of both the College of Engineering, Villanova College of Engineering, and the School of Business. And we're trying to ensure the success of the improvement of healthcare and sustainability of the e-health technology. We're working together to create a communication system using short messaging service, otherwise known as texting. In addition to improving the care of Waslalan people by having means of communication with the hospital, we will use this SMS texting to create a more reliable health record for Waslalan people, which I will talk about more detail in the subsequent slides. Villanova nursing students and faculty have been meeting and interviewing lay community health workers throughout the couple of trips that we have made so far to Nicaragua. These lay health community health workers have no health education background, basically only experience. We're building on this knowledge and that they have and also teaching them new skills, for example, taking blood pressure. The cell phones that we are using are charged by solar energy because we couldn't rely on them having electricity in their communities. We are currently using solar suitcase created by Dr. Laura Satchel. And this project is also to provide rapid real-time diagnostic ability, develop an infrastructure to create and store and retrieve patient records, and improve the education and training. Identifying outcome measures. Our common measurable goal is to reduce infant mortality by a selected percentage within a period of time. This graph is about neonatal and postnatal mortality. There has been a decrease in both neonatal and postnatal mortality statistics between 1986 and 2001. We'd like to see even more of a decrease with the project that we are implementing. This graph displays the differences between the statistics by the Ministry of Health, which is the lower line, the lower graph connected by the blue line, and the actual demographic health survey, which is the two black dots on the top. And there's these figures are estimated to be underreported by 40 to 50%. The infant mortality dropped from 40 out of 1,000 live births in 1998 to 31 out of 1,000 births in 2001. Basically, this whole slide says, however, the women who live in rural areas and have no formal education, no prenatal care, have a higher mortality rate. This map displays that it's basically difficult to make an outcome measurable goals without a baseline information. As you can see from this map, the gray area indicates that there's no data available in Waslala, and the Waslala region is the gray portion of the map.
So So our message is about the difficulty in really identifying outcome measures when you don't have data. And the data that's provided by the country is suspect. People had told us that verbally, and we were saying, should we actually say that out loud? It's kind of like the No Child Left Behind statistics that we're seeing in our regions, where people are manipulating and moving, and that's what was intimated by us with our contact and actually a member of the School of Public Health in Managua. They're going, no, they're not that. Then when we found that graph in PAHO that actually said that they really believe that the estimates or the numbers provided by the Ministry of Health are underestimated by 40 to 50%, we felt as though we could share that. Because that's right out of PAHO, right on the graph. We're like, whoa. So it tells you how inaccurate the information is. So how in the world are we going to say we would like to reduce infant mortality by 5% over the next 10 years? How can we say that when we don't even know what it is? So clearly there are problems. And this is true in all the developing nations. We've looked at the research on e-health, and there's a lack of diagnostic accuracy. An example of that in our country is that the x-ray machine that I said that they don't have, one of the most common diagnoses is a pneumonia, but they don't have an x-ray machine, you know, to verify their diagnosis. So they use symptoms, and I'm sure they do an excellent job, but is it or is it not pneumonia? You know, it's really hard to tell. Incomplete documentation. Everything is by paper right now. They're just starting to get computers that don't even talk to each other. And our engineers went down in October and said they were so full of viruses. It was, you know, amazing that they were still working. So they're basically use paper right now. And the documentation is very incomplete. And very poor patient follow-up. They have no method of contacting people or following people up, or a sophisticated method of following people up. So we need to find the baseline assessment, baseline information, so that we can actually work and really identify goals that are meaningful. When people first said to me, you know, we went to the NCIAA conference, and of course they're giving you money, and they say, okay, well, how will you measure your outcomes? Well, I want to say, well, does the phone work? Are they using it? That's good. That'll be good, right? And that's like, no, that's not enough. So I'm thinking, oh, wow, knowing how difficult, I mean, I anticipated this was going to be really hard. So what we have found within our country, similar to all developing nations, lack of accurate statistical data. We can get country data. It's too general. It doesn't represent our region. And in reality, there's not a lot of faith in actually the actual numbers that are being put out. As we mentioned, the hospitals are now just getting computers, and we have inaccurate diagnostic information. And just to reiterate about the Ministry of Health's information. Okay, so we've moved back a little bit, and we said, what are our real goals for this project? So we'd like to obtain an accurate baseline of information. We would like to know what actually is happening within our region. We have started the pilot study in October. Four of the communities are using the cell phones. Four of the health promoters have it with solar energy. And we're taught how to do the texting, and we're taught some basic health skills. Let's see what kind of information. We've asked them to record. They are recording the visits that they make and the calls that they make as well. And we've also given, I think there were 10 in total, health workers that came to the workshop in October to record the data of the people that they're seeing and the purposes of their visits. So what we decided to do, at least as something that might be measurable and set as a goal, was to see if we could meet some of the national data that is reported in regard to prenatal care, and see where we are in regard to that. And I'll show you a couple of skills. So for example, prenatal visits with a skilled professional 2 to 3 times before delivery. And hospital deliveries, which is really actually highly promoted and is actually an expectation within the country, with a skilled attendant. So let's look at a couple of graphs. This graph demonstrates for you the statistics from 97 and 98, with one visit in the yellow, 2 to 3 visits in the green, and 4 or more visits in the bright red. And in 2001, there was an improvement in the number from the 2 to 3 visits. So what we'd like to do is see if we can match the 2 to 3 in our communities with a skilled worker. This is the those with a skilled birth attendant at delivery, and these are the total in between the 97-98 in urban areas. But you can see in rural areas, the number is still quite low. So if we can have you know, a number of higher, trying to match the 83% of our women in our communities being birthed with a skilled attendant, then that would be, you know, a goal that we would be looking for. Okay, yes.
Yeah, first of all, congratulations. I think the Ross and the Ron and Nurse San Juan are really underserved, and so, and your interventions seem like they'd really be useful and effective, considering the MCH and water sanitation issues. I wonder, with your project, have you been able to get involved, how working with MEETSA has been with the political changes and with the transition with health center directors, and then secondly, have you been able to coordinate at all with the Casas Maternas project?
Or no, I don't know that project.
MEETSA Salud, which is the federation of NGOs, just to further build the local.
No, but I'd like to know more about the one you talked about. We do work with the Ministry of Health and the hospital, and have we work. Our primary in-country contact is a parish, and there is a young man from Canada who actually it always amazes me. People just land in places and stay. And he stayed. He was young, and he married a Nicaraguan woman. At this point, they both have their master's in public health. So they, and she was involved with the Contra War and had not finished third grade. And she now has her master's in public health. So we have excellent in-country contacts who have helped us through the Department of Ministry system. And an example is last year, the director of the hospital, he was not necessarily very happy with, yet we met with him, and he was much more impressed with the second person in command, and he's now the director of the hospital. So that we are cooperating with them, and they're cooperating with us. There's a school of nursing in the community that we have met with, but there's some resistance on the part of our in-country contact to affiliate with them. And we're not really sure why. But we're making a lot of inroads, and because we've been there now for so many years, there's more faith that we'll keep coming, which is important. Yeah.
Tell me how the texting works.
You're talking to a nurse.
I know, but
yeah.
Well, it was basically, we helped with the engineers to create this program, just being like what information that we kind of want to take away from it. The texting, they created this program where you text to a certain number. They have, each cell phone has this program number in it, and you text within different, I think we just created a manual to help each health worker refer to it, like as a reference guide, and it's different, I'm trying to think of how to explain this.
Critical elements.
With spaces.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like information of.
An alphanumeric code.
What?
It's an alphanumeric code that is texted by looking at the manual for what they're trying to give to the database. But that's probably like the beauty of our project is that's really not the best way that we can do this. So with the engineers and the nurses, we're all working together to find the best way for people to input the data and text it to, it's going to just our database right now, but then to later go to the hospital. constantly changing how the texting works, but it's the health worker texts the hospital, and the hospital will use the data.
Yeah, to reiterate, we're just constantly improving on how we're going to get this information back and how we're going to help the community.
Yes?
Hi, my name is David Guanajon. I live in Nicaragua.
Oh, nice to meet you.
27 villages in the rural areas. And
great.
We're very interested in implementing something like that.
Great.
We'd love to talk to you.
Absolutely. Okay, great.
Great.
Yes.
I do have a question, though. In our community, cell phone coverage is really poor.
Yeah.
So how does that work with your...
The cell phone coverage is actually pretty good in the even in the mountains. The engineers reported to us that they have about 85% coverage. That doesn't mean like every little spot, you know, like the health workers know I can't get it in my home, but if I walk up this hill, I can get it to work. So they know where they can get some coverage. So that it is an issue, but we do have decent coverage.
The people in our pilot program, the four that we selected, were people that had very good coverage, just because we want to make sure we work the technical kinks out first. So hopefully that coverage will get better.
Thank you.
And I forgot to say that I have no financial disclosures.